السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today inshallah we are going to continue from where we left off for recitation starting from Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 118 to ayah number 121. So we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses from ayah number 118. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ قل موتوا بغيظكم إن الله عليم بذات الصدور إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط وإذ غدوت من أهلك تبوئ المؤمنين مقاعد للقتال والله سميع عليم. So that is our lesson for today, starting from ayah number 118 to ayah number 121. So for our theory, we were just continuing the review of Al-Mudud. And then in the last class, we did a review of Mad Asli, Mad Tabi'i. And then in that one specifically, we were doing In Huruf Muqatta'at. So we did learn already the 6 count Mad, Mad Lazim. And then also we learned that Hayyum Tahir, these 5 letters, when they come in Huruf Muqatta'at, they are going to be 2 count Mad. Hayyun Tahir, these are the 5 letters Ha, Ya, Ta, Ha, and Ra. So that was the first category of Mad Asli, also known as Mad Tabi'i, the natural 2 count Mad. Now, inshallah, we are going to do the next type of Mad Tabi'i, the next type of 2 count Mad, which is Mad Silatus Sughra. So for this one, you don't really have to remember the name of this med, even though there are some conditions that we did already go over to qualify this as madsila. So if I did ask you, is this madsila or not, you would have been able to tell me that yes, this is madsila based on those conditions. But the thing is, even if you don't remember these conditions, you don't remember the name of the med, I ask you what med is this and you don't know, as long as you are doing it the correct number of counts, you don't really have to necessarily remember the name. So again, this is just a reminder. I know because this is very difficult. I don't want anyone to be discouraged just because we've done so many different names of mudud that you're confused, what type of med is this? I don't understand these mudud. So as long as you remember the count of this med, then inshallah you're fine. So even if you don't remember the name, that's okay, as long as you are doing the correct number of counts. So for madsila sughra, how can you tell that this is a two-count med? You are going to see a small waw or a small ya right next to the letter. Okay, so this is the easy way to tell. You're going to see that there is a dhamma, and next to that dhamma, there is a small waw. This is a two-count med. For example, innahu kana. Now, if you see in the Quran, innahu, there is a dhamma, and then next to it is a very small waw. So now, because I see this waw, I know I need to pull this for two counts. Now, is this madsila or not? That doesn't really matter as long as you are pulling for two counts. Also, if you see in another ayah, for example, min thamarihi wama. Now, in this ayah of Surah Yasin, thamarihi has a kasra, and next to this kasra, you're going to see a very small ya. Now, I know automatically, no matter if this is madsila or not, I know I have to pull for two counts. Why? Because I see the waw, I see the ya. So I already know. Now, to make this madsila, you have three different conditions. So if you have these conditions, then it is going to be madsila sughra. Now, what is madsila sughra? So sughra, as we learned from the word saghir, meaning small, or the lesser med. So this med is only going to be two counts. So the med is less. You're not pulling for too long, you're only pulling for two counts. Now, when we were doing the four-count med, we also did madsila al-kubra. Al-kubra is the opposite of saghir. So saghir and kabir, these two are opposites. Saghir meaning the two-count smaller med, kabir meaning the four-count larger med. So this is the two distinctions. One of them is going to be for the smaller two-count med, and the other med is going to be four counts. Now, how do you know if it's four counts or if it's six counts? For the four-count med, you're going to see a small med on top of that small waw or that small ya. So again, this is that rule that we've already been implementing. Anytime you see that sign of med, pull for four counts. So even if it's a small med on a small waw or a small med on a small ya, you are still going to pull for four counts. So even if you don't remember the name of this rule, as long as you see that tiny med, you are going to pull for four counts. Why? Because you saw that sign of med. So anytime you see the sign of med, you are going to just go ahead and pull for four counts. So for this one, there is no sign of med. It's just a small waw or a small ya. So it's going to be only two counts. Now the conditions of madsila here is going to be that you must have a ha dhamir. So for madsila, sughra and kubra both, you have to have ha dhamir. This is going a little bit into grammar. What is ha dhamir? Basically, it is the third person masculine pronoun. So for example, in English, if I say this is his book, this is his house. So that pronoun, his, in Arabic is written as who or he. So in Arabic, the third person singular masculine pronoun his is written as who or he. So again, this is going a little bit into grammar. You don't need to remember masculine third person. All you have to remember is who or he. Okay, so you have that ha with a dhamma or a kasra. So it cannot have a fatha. If it has a fatha, it becomes feminine. So again, that's going into grammar. So just keep in mind, only dhamma or a kasra. Okay, so you're not going to see madsila on a fatha med. Okay, otherwise you'll just see that alif and then you just pull for two counts because it's an alif mad. So for it to be mad sila, it has to have a dhamma and it has to have a kasra. Number two, the second condition, it must be between two voweled letters, meaning the letter before and the letter after cannot have a sukun. So this is the second condition. Number one, it has to have dhamma or kasra. The ha has a dhamma or kasra. Number two, it cannot be between two letters with sukun. So the letter before or the letter after cannot have sukun. Both of them need to have a fathah, dhamma, or kasra. And then the last condition, it cannot be followed by hamza. Why is this the condition? We've already learned for mad sila kubra that hamza, bisabab al hamza, is making that mad four counts. So if the letter after is hamza, it's no longer a two count mad. Because of that hamza, now we have to pull for four counts. So in order for this to be mad sila sughra, in order for it to be only two counts, the letter after cannot be hamza. If the letter after is a hamza, then it's going to be a four count mad. So anytime you see that sign of mad, the letter after is always going to be a hamza. Okay, so for this one as well, mad sila sughra, the reason why it's sughra is because the letter after is not a hamza. Okay, so if it is a hamza, then you're going to pull for four counts, and you will also see that sign of mad that is going to remind you here that you need to pull for four counts. So these are the three conditions of mad sila sughra. Now, there are some exceptions to this rule. Okay, so we have two exceptions of this rule. So the first exception, and inshallah, if you want to flip to this ayah in the Quran, you can mark it down. And inshallah, remember that this is an exception to this rule. So the first rule is found in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 7. Okay, Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 7. So in this ayah, we have وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Now for this ha, I am not pulling for two counts. So I'm not going to say يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. I'm not pulling it at all. I just say يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Now in this case, all three of these conditions of مَدْصِلَة are met. Okay, if you look at it, the letter before and after does not have sukun, the letter after does not have hamza, we have the had dhamir has dhamma on top. So all of the conditions are met here. So technically there should be a med, right? But there is going to be no med in this case. This is an exception to that rule. If you forget, you don't remember that this is an exception, you can simply look at the Arabic. You're not going to find that small wow there. So because you don't see that small wow, you don't see that small ya, you already know you don't have to do mad here. So you would just read it as normal. Because there's no wow, you already know the rule is not going to apply here. So here, if you do read this ayah, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Just a very fast ha is only one count, يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. So this is the first exception when all of the conditions are there, but there is no mad. So that is the first exception. Now the second exception. For this case, one of the conditions is not met, but you will still have mad sila. So in the first exception, all of the conditions were there, but you did not have mad. In the second one, one of the conditions is not met. So technically, there should not be a mad here, but because this is an exception, you will still have the mad. Now, which condition is this? This is found in Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 69. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا. Now, in the word فِيهِ, ha has a kasra, and after that ha, you're going to see a small ya, meaning that this is a two-count mad. This is mad sila here. Now, which condition is not met? Here, we learned that mad sila has to have harakat, the letter before and the letter after. So the letter cannot have a sukun before or after that mad. But you see here in the word fihi, ya has a sukun. So the letter before the ha dhamir has a sukun, which it's not supposed to have mad here. This is not one of the conditions of mad sila. So here, this condition is not being met, but still you will have to do the mad sila here. If you forget that this is an exception, you don't remember which ayah had the exception, I simply look at the Arabic, I see that there is a small ya, so I'm going to pull for two counts. Okay, so here, وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ, pull for two counts. فِيهِ مُهَانَا. So again, you're going to pull for two counts. Now, there's no known reason for these exceptions. This is just the way that we read this in Hafs and Asim. So these are the two exceptions. Just memorize them as they are. So this is going to be مَدْ صِلَة صُغْرَى. And inshallah, in the next class, we will continue on with مَدْ الْعِوَدْ. Now let's go ahead and look at our lesson, starting from ayah number 118. يَا أَيُّهَا, this is going to be a four-count مَدْ. Again, remember our rule. Anytime we see that there is that sign of مَدْ, automatically I'm going to pull for four counts. Now, this is going to be مَدْ جَائِزْ مُنْفَصِلْ. Okay, so this is مد جائز منفصل. Why is this important to know? Sometimes you might hear a scholar only pulling this for two counts. They might say, يَا أَيُّهَا. So they're not pulling for the full four counts. And you might think, you know, that's a mistake. This is مد واجب. You have to read this four counts. Here we learned يَا is its own separate word. Okay, so we're not going to read this as مد واجب. This is مد جائز. We will pull for four just because in our class, that's how we are remaining consistent. But if you do hear a sheikh only pulling for two counts, this is allowed. He has ijaza to do that. Why? Because this is مد جائز. So this is why it's important to know the names of the rules. If you don't remember, you can still just pull for four. But if you want to understand why some people pull only for two, the reason is because it's مد جائز. So because they understand the rules of تجويد, they know that they are allowed to do this. In our case, we are still going to pull this for four counts because I see that sign of مد. يَا أَيُّهَا. So again, just pull for four counts. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً. طَا here is going to be heavy. مِن دُونِكُمْ لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ. So here, Hamza is going to have جَهْر. We're going to stop abruptly on that Hamza. لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ. خَبَالَ, خَا is going to be heavy. وَدُّوا مَا عَنِدْتُمْ. قَدْ, قَاف is going to be heavy. دَال is going to have قَلْقَلَ. بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَى. So here, غَيْن is going to be heavy. Dad is also going to be heavy. Ghain also has rikhawa, so we're going to rest on this ghain for just a little bit. Qad badatil baldaa. So rest on the ghain. Ghain is heavy. Dad is also heavy. And this is going to be a four count med. Min afwahihim wa ma tukhfi. Kha is going to be heavy. Suduruhum. Saad is heavy. Ra is also heavy. Akbar. Gaf is going to be light. And then ra here is going to be heavy. Akbar. So gaf, light. Ba is also light. And then ra is heavy. So try not to make the ba heavy. Try not to say akbar. So here, qaf and ba, both of these were kind of heavy. So we're going to make this light. Akbar. Ra is the only letter here that's going to be heavy. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. عَيْن is going to have توسط. قَاف is heavy. And then we end here on four count. مَدْ عَارِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. هَا أَنْتُمْ. Now here, this is going to be مَدْ وَاجِبْ or مَدْ جَائِز. This is going to be مَدْ جَائِز مُنْفَصِلْ. So we learned يَا and هَا. Both of these are a separate word, meaning that this is مَدْ جَائِز. So if you do pull this only for two counts, you have ijaza to do that in certain recitations. So if you do hear a sheikh only pulling for two counts, that's why, because this is مَدْ جَائِز. Now, because I see that sign of مَدْ in our class, we are going to pull for four counts. هَا أَنْتُمْ أولائي. Again, this is a four count مد. تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم. حا, both of these حا are going to be from the throat. وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله وإذا. Now here, كله, this is going to be مد صلة صغرى. So we're going to pull for two counts. I see that there is that small يا after the حا. وإذا لقوكم قالوا, this is a four count مد. آمنا وإذا خلو عدو. خا is heavy. Lam is light. عين is light. ضاد is heavy. عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ. غين is heavy. ضاء is also heavy. قل موتوا بغيظكم. Again, غين is heavy, ضاء is heavy. إن الله, Allah here in this case is going to be heavy. عليم بذات الصدور, ending here on a four count, مدعارد للسكون. إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم. Hamza here again is going to have جهر. Just make sure you have kind of an abrupt ending to the sound. تسؤهم. وإن تصيبكم صاد is going to be heavy. سيئة يفرحوا بها. راء is going to be heavy. وإن تصبروا صاد is heavy. راء here is heavy. وتتقوا لا يضركم ضاد is heavy. راء is also heavy. كيدهم شيئا. This is a two count. مد العود. إن الله, Allah here is going to be heavy. بما يعملون محيط. طاء is heavy. طاء also has قلقلة. وإذ غدوت, غين is going to be heavy. من أهلك تبوئ المؤمنين مقاعد. قاف is going to be heavy. للقتال, قاف is heavy. والله, Allah here is also going to be heavy. سميع عليم. Make sure that you are reading both of these عين from the throat. And then also here we are going to end on a four count med. So inshallah we will end it here and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallah khairan kathiran everyone. Inshallah I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.